All right, so we bring in Action News Jax investigator Robert Grant on a story that I got to admit, I don't often insert myself personally into these, but I got a 16-year-old, and some of her friends who she goes to school with, I'm kind of surprised, already have tattoos. And I see you talking about a story you're going to be covering tonight at 5:45 on Action News Jax. And while we have our own rule about that very thing in our house, you got my attention, Robert. What exactly are you showing us tonight?
Well, Rich, this local mother has the same rule. She prohibits any kind of tattoo for her 16-year-old daughter, yet she came home with an arm of tattoos that she never signed off on. So what we found out is that's illegal here in the state of Florida. Anyone under the age of 18 but older than 16, you have to have parental consent to get a tattoo. So any licensed tattoo artist has to have that before doing anything. Yet this mother didn't give that, and her daughter came home with an arm of tattoos.
Okay, so under the consent, does it have to be in writing? And I got to imagine that was a tough conversation for that teenager with mom, right?
Oh, it sure was. I called it a permanent frustration, because this is now something that this mother has to see every day. It cost a lot to get that removed. But yes, it has to be something that's in writing. And she reached out to the Department of Health. Department of Health here in Duval County oversees tattooing. And she gave them the address. They looked at the address and they said this could be a case of unlicensed activity, which is a whole nother issue here. So I reached out to the DOH myself. There's 191 licensed tattoo shops here in Duval. Last year, they had 10 complaints against tattooists. This year, so far, they've had 5. 0 violations, though, of any tattooists giving a tattoo to a minor.
All right, so how did you follow this story then? Did you go to the parlor that did it, and what did you find out?
We sure did, and the owner actually invited me inside to show me they are not operational right now, and they haven't been for the past several months because he is unlicensed, and they admitted they did make a mistake, gave this 16-year-old the tattoo. She was with somebody who he assumed was the parent.
Oh, wow. So that'll be obviously a lot to clean up for the family. Is there a method to try to make things whole and maybe remove it? Or is this teenager going to keep it?
No, I was looking there. It's thousands of dollars
is
to get
really?
These things removed. So
you're not tatted up, are you?
Do I look like I'm tatted up, Rich? No. So it's a lot of money to get it removed. So for now, it's just going to have to stick. But this mother is now calling on, this is a community thing. She's calling on other parents to look. You know, these 16-year-olds are able to do so much right now and oftentimes get away with it. So she's calling on the community to, in a sense, make permanent change.
What are you going to show us tonight then?
You'll see what we uncovered when we went to that tattoo shop, what we uncovered when we confronted the owner. Also looking at how you can make sure your tattooist is licensed before you head to the shop.
Watch tonight, CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax with investigator Robert Grant. Great reporting.